In the aftermath of the slide, Wrangell volunteers and officials tirelessly work to find the victims. 5 dead, 1 survivor, and 1 still missing. 3 were school-aged Heller siblings, 16-year-old Mara, 11-year-old Kara, and 12-year-old Derek, who is still missing. Wrangell Public Schools swiftly moved into action to accommodate the needs of both their students and staff who were grieving. In addition to the school district's own behavioral health team, counselors with Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium Behavioral Health Services were also brought in. Wrangell Superintendent Bill Burr says they came from Ketchikan and Sitka to assist students and staff who were seeking help.
We also have Addie Esco, who used to be the counselor here and worked for behavioral services from Search, who the Anchorage School District gave time to come down and work with us here in Wrangell. She knows the area, she knows a lot of the students, and is also a big help.
Burr says they will continue working with Search and other school districts who volunteer help as time goes on.
I know there has been active conversations about, as this rolls out, that our students are still going to need options. It's not something that is short term, and the school knows that.
Burr says that the school district has online resources for parents, staff, students, and anyone in the community. He says teachers and staff are known to give their all to their students, but they also need to take care of themselves.
We're all trying to take care of each other as well. And teachers are notorious, administrators too are notorious at holding it back for the sake of our students and others.
He says it's important for everyone to feel supported. He says everyone is in this together while moving forward.
A lot of it has been a return to the new normal, which is going to be what goes forward. It's not the memories, or it's not to get rid of remembrances, but it's to continue in working with some routines.
Laura Davies, who leads the middle school running club, knew students would be home 2 days after the landslide for Thanksgiving break. She wanted to hold a community run. She felt like it was something she could organize for people to heal together. She originally thought everyone could do the turkey trot on Thanksgiving, but saw that the weather wasn't ideal. So she, students, and parents walked around the golf course on that Wednesday.
We walked at a leisurely pace around the golf course, and we took in the fresh air. And we talked a lighthearted conversation, and it was a really nice way to get together and just be present with one another.
Other teachers also put together activities for students. These included a grief scrapbook and wrestling.
My name is Jack Carney. I'm a teacher at the high school and wrestling coach at the high school and middle school.
Carney teaches social studies, strength training, and English. He says he and his wrestlers are the informal moving people of the community. They help out if people need assistance, but the need for help after the landslide was different.
Lucy and the ladies down at Parks and Rec just sent me a quick text saying, hey, could you help us move all these emergency supplies from the airplane float up to the Parks and Rec? And we said, sure.
Carney sent out the message and people showed up.
So we had a bunch of people down there, and then there was a bunch more that showed up as well, in addition to the wrestling community. So it was just awesome. We took two full boatloads, and we did it in a matter of 20 minutes. So it was pretty cool. We had moving vans. It was easy.
He says that the whole community is grieving, and when school opened up, his classes were more relaxed. He noticed that kids looked for normalcy, structure, and something to do.
Played some games, got the kids laughing. We actually had a basketball tournament for the elementary over in Petersburg, and it was just great to see them show up and do a really good job and have something to work for. So even in all this sadness and grief, it's nice to see people moving forward.
Carney says he and others are still upset, and the support from outside communities has been overwhelming at times, but also a huge help. People sticking together, whether that's person to person or community to community, can help heal wounds over time. Although healing is a process, Wrangell residents have shown the support they need to continue on. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.